Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and all those who are listening us from near and far, good morning. Today is Thursday, 3rd of July, and here in Auroville is partly sunny on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today is very warm with times of clouds and sun. Over the night, partly cloudy and warm, with temperatures ranging between low of 28 to high of 38, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 11 km per hour with gusts on 19 km per hour, and winds will decrease over the night, but they will stay on southwest with 10 km per hour and occasional gusts on 14 km per hour. Ultraviolet index is still very high on 9. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 32%. And I would like to read the press release by Working Committee regarding the Kota Karai situation from 30th of June. And this press release was made by Robert from Outreach Media Vinodini with legal support and Eric from Working Committee to give their perspective on the problem to the media. It was sent by Outreach Media. Aurovillian attacked by angry mob. Auroville has filed a complaint at the Auroville police station regarding an attack on Aurovillian architect in a dispute over access. In the evening of Friday, 27th of June, a group of about 50 village women from Kota Karai attacked Aurovillian architect Satprem Maini. Their anger was fused by the closure of a shortcut to temple through Auroville land. In 2011, Auroville had fans applaud but sacrificed a large piece of land for access to the Ilengaikan temple. This was done in consultation with the village. Disrespecting this arrangement, again villagers had cut the fence. From there on, the land in concern was used by villagers as a shortcut to temple, but was also being used as an open-air toilet as on a cricket field. It was when this cut of fence was repaired that the Friday incident took place. Friday was the second night of unrest. On Thursday, an unknown person used GCB to dig 6 trenches in various locations, apparently in a bid to block access from Auroville to the building site. Auroville believes this is a setup. Auroville authorities have the impression that both incidents were set up and instigated by individuals having grudges against Auroville. Architect Satprem is shocked by the attack. The architect is missing gold chain with the symbol of the Madan Shirobindo that was pulled off his neck during the attack. Let's go to some announcements and informations. David and Uli are inviting us again on Monday, 7th of July at 6:45 at Unity Pavilion in International Zone for a Revolutionary Cafe to 12-hour interactive collective exploration. Since they will be taking a break for a couple of months, next week they will be presenting a summary of the last 4 sessions. They will highlight again those points from Don Beck's Spiral Dynamics, Robert Gilman's Stepping Stones, and Barbara Max Hubbard, which they believe are relevant to our evolutionary work, and they will follow it with a couple of film clips of what they are planning to explore in the next round of the Evolutionary Cafe. And yes, holidays are soon over, at least for most of the schools, so Dea Shakti School of Physical Education shares announcements on July 2014 for parents and students. For the first graders, they will begin sport on the 21st of July between 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Friday swimming at New Creation Pool. And second graders, they will start sport from the 14th of July between 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday and Friday at swimming at New Creation Pool. Third and fourth graders onwards, they start their Shakti sport from 7th of July between 3:50 to 5:20 p.m. daily, Monday to Friday. The Ashakti School of Physical Education welcomes all the Auroville students to participate in an integral, methodical and harmonious development by offering a weekly schedule that provides for all her, his fitness needs, nurturing a joyful and balanced growth. Games, athletics, fitness, gymnastics, dance and swimming provide the ample variety. For any details, you can call them on 262-2821. And since we are in the topic with schools and children, from last schools comes an announcement that the work is going on slower than they expected to finish their new last school next to the future and transition school, and the beginning of school year has to be postponed to Monday, July 21st. But however, the students who wish to help arranging and cleaning are welcome from Monday 14 onwards. Transition school will open its doors on Monday 7th of July. The ABC support group has started working on a proposal for a pension fund for Aurovillians. They would be happy to receive the help of any professional with experience on pension funds or matters similar to. If you think you can help them, kindly contact them at abcoffice@auroville.org. And the same group, the ABC support group, would like to repeat its call to all Orovillians having an income generating activity, including artists and those in the so-called commercial services sectors, like architects, designers, consultants, therapists, and etc., to be properly registered under a trust or an umbrella unit under the Oroville Foundation. Furthermore, the ABC support group would like to remind all income generating Orovillians to participate in the present scheme of unspecified contribution to city services. And from Oroville Health Service comes a request to community members to offer regular service to help our senior population who require care. The number of people needing 24/7 care is increasing, and they do not find enough workers to do all the shifts required. Duties may include washing a person, taking them outdoors in a wheelchair, helping them to bed and to eat a meal. If you're willing to offer a few hours of your time and on a regular basis, email them at avhs@orville.org or you can call them on 262-2425 in the mornings. Food Link also got a request for volunteers for the Solar Kitchen produce table, because the fruit table outside Solar Kitchen on Monday, Wednesday and Friday has been tremendous success at bringing fruit from our farms to the Orville public in a fun social manner. They are looking for a couple of volunteers to help set up a stand and sell the fruits. Some heavy lifting is required. The timings are between 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and of course Monday, Wednesday and Friday. They start setting up at 11:15, and if you can commit for 1, 2, or 3 days, that's fine. Call them on 0840-799-7970. And Lapisin also reminds us that school is slowly resuming throughout the Orville, so the summer timings for Lapisin will change to make space for school swimming classes. Starting on Monday 7th, the pool will be closed between 4 to 5 p.m. on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And the new changes will be posted in news and notes as well on the AVNet. ARCA Internet Center will be closed between 5th to 13th of July for maintenance work. They will reopen on 14th of July. Amphitheater in Matrimandir welcomes us to the Thursday weekly meditation, listening to the mother's reading of Savitri on Sunil's music, and timings remains between 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Oroville Vehicle Service Office is reopening for public from, this started actually yesterday, 2nd of July, with timings between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and between 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and they are located in Town Hall. BSNL informs us that the users of the BBG CNT Combo 630 and the BBG Speed Combo 2649 internet plans will no longer receive free unlimited usage, but they will be charged 0.15 rupees per MB during that period. And green mangoes for chutneys and pickles are available in plenty in Orogreen, and if you want them, contact Charlie, Shamgan or Tine in Orogreen on phone 99436444. And organic mangoes are also available at Baraka. Many varieties, very flavorful. You just need to pass by in the mornings between Monday to Saturday between 9 to 11 a.m. And something more interesting for those who are upbeat with the music. If your child is interested in dance but not in classical dance, Satish is a professional hip-hop dancer who runs a dance studio in Pondi. He's willing to take classes for children from the age 5 and above in Oroville. So hip-hop classes for children at New Creation Studio between age 5 to 9, they will happen on Monday and between 3:45 to 4:45, and on Saturday between 10:15 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. And for the age between 10 to 14, it will happen on Tuesday between 6 to 7 p.m. and on Friday between 6 to 7 p.m. For more details, we should call Satish on 97-51-85-1293. At the Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there was Screen Foundry, directed by Nagaraj Manjula, and it was made in India in 2013. With Kishore Kadam, Somnath, Avagdal, Chaya Kadam and others. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see The Witness documentary. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish drama, Trapped, which was made in Spain and Chile in 2010 by director Antonio Recio. On Saturday there was screen an international comedy, The French Minister, made in France in 2013 by director Bertrand Tavernier. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, animation adventure comedy Escape from Planet Earth, made in USA in 2013 by director Carl Brunker. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, crime drama The Godfather 3, made in 1990 in USA by director Francis Ford Coppola. And the mother wrote, "Open yourself to the new light that has dawned upon earth, and luminous path will spread in front of you." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroville.org.